4653.
Golden Oak Landing cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Give the gift of delicious. Jimmy John's gift cards. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
Welcome your calls. Phones are silent. Light them up. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Maybe my take on why we have so many nuts in the world. And notice that the great large percentage of them are young people, the 20-somethings, the high school kids or whatever. I really do believe, I love freedom of expression, freedom of speech. I'm not a big fan of a lot of censorship. But I think what's happened here is very gradually, little by little, we went from a time where if you watch TV, you would never hear the word ass or damn or hell. Now, you wouldn't see two people in the same bed together. That's extreme to me. That's not the real world. But we went from that where almost anything that anybody could have been offended by was not allowed. If the FCC or the public felt that even a tiny number of people would be offended, you couldn't do it. Case in point, it's still a standing rule from 1936 that in a beer commercial, you can't show anybody drinking beer. Well, that's some kind of archaic dinosaur ruling that is ridiculous. But you've never seen, and you may think you have, and you may go, oh, no, you haven't seen it. You haven't seen anybody take a drink of beer on a beer commercial. So we still hold on to that. Yet, I'm watching TV last night. My wife's watching a show called Mistresses on ABC. And one of the girls said to the other one, and this is, what, 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night? Yeah, but does she know you're screwing her husband? And I'm thinking, wow. Screwing your husband on TV, network TV at night is acceptable. And so much else is acceptable. And then let's get to what kids used to be exposed to. When we would go to a movie, only bad guys got killed. There was never the natural-born killer, lunatic, psycho movies where somebody snapped and I'm going to teach them. You're almost giving unstable people the idea that this is not just you thinking this way. Let's say somebody's got some loose screws and they're watching a movie that almost justifies the way they feel. Yeah, that's me. Me too. I don't know how we got to that point where the entertainment business decided that it's okay to plant the idea in people's heads that it's sort of all right to be nuts and take a bunch of people out and blow up things and kill people.
Well, I don't know if it's just Hitchcock had some movies that were
Hitchcock
maybe,
didn't have anything that came close to the stuff we have now. He had some crazy people in his movies. He had a guy stabbing a gal in the shower. Yeah, okay, you're right. It was, that was the edge we went to, and that's as far as we went. But then we just crossed over that, and
yeah, you didn't actually see in the shower scene. You didn't actually see him stabbing her.
You didn't see the knife go in.
No, you saw the blood kind of dripping down in the water.
And think about the Westerns. This town ain't big enough for me and you both. They'd stand out and have a shootout in the street, but it wasn't gory. And the bad guy got it. The bad guy got it. It's just, I don't know. It's I don't know what happened.
I think it's parenting.
That's other element. Opinion. And we're not experts here, but it really doesn't take an expert to figure this out.
And how quick they are to medicate kids nowadays.
That's the other element. It's all this together is what caused it. But here's the other thing people really need to understand. I'm sick of these discussions on TV. What could have been done? What can we do? Too late, too late, too late for all that. There's no turning back. You're never going to stop the nuts. There's no way in the world two guys are having lunch. How in the world can you possibly see that ambush coming? You can't. There's certain things that this is just a different time, and there's certain things that aren't going
what it is
to
it,
change.
What is it about this country, though? I mean, why don't we hear any high schools up in Canada? You know, I mean, why does it seem to be
that's
just
a,
us?
That's a great why is question it just too. Us? I think part of the reason for that is we're pansies when it comes to punishing people. Some of these other countries have some very, very serious, severe penalties. They don't make victims out of the people. They're criminals. We almost make, you know, the first thing we want to do when some kid goes nuts and is a lunatic, well, wonder what went wrong with his childhood. Or was he abused? Knock that crap off.
Look at his background and say,
let's stop the sympathy pity party for these people. And I think in these other countries, they don't play that stupid game. You know, in Turkey, you steal something, they cut your hands off. You're not going to steal anything else. You have no hands. I don't know. And the answer is not that nobody should have a gun. Now, this Vegas thing is a great example of how even the best trained person with a gun doesn't have a chance when you're in the presence of a lunatic on a rampage and then ambushes you at lunch. What are you ever going to do about that? How would you have stopped that? You couldn't. And I think we're so afraid to say anything if we suspect that somebody is off the rails. We're afraid. We're afraid they'll come get us, or they'll find out we turned them in, or that we told somebody. I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. But I do know this, and I said this the other day. Explain to me how when I was I, as a 12-year-old kid, owned my own handgun. Other kids took guns to school, and it was okay because they were going to hunt with their dads after school. The teacher just asked that you put the rifle or shotgun up in the back of the room in the coat closet or something. Not locked up. Not once with a gun right there in the classroom did any kid ever grab a gun and go shoot the guy that bullied him. It never happened. That's the difference. It's not the guns. The guns were there then. The guns were more plentiful and easier to get then. It's the minds. It's these nuts. How did the, and Peon's right about the parenting thing. And I have to be very careful here because I'll make some, you know, women's rights person mad. But when all these moms started going to work and weren't home anymore when Johnny came home from school, don't tell me that didn't make a difference. And I'm not saying that they didn't work. Lots of people need to work, have to work. My wife worked. She worked until we had our third child and then decided somebody needs to be home. These other two are getting older. They need somebody at home when you get home. And again, I get it that sometimes both people need to work. But I do think that when kids come home and there's nobody there, and if you're not going to be there, you need to at least make sure somebody is, or that they're in the hands of somebody who's sane and can give them, and not just the kid down the street that they go run and hang out with. It's very, very disturbing, and I just the greatest minds can't figure it out, so I can't figure it out. But I do think that when you make rampages, murderous rampages and chaos seem almost, you know, like that's just what happens. It does something to dilute how horrific this stuff is. If we had seen, if anybody 50 years ago had gone into a movie theater and seen what if they had seen what we see now, the graphic, they would have probably died of a heart attack. What in the world am I looking at here? Do we have to have, is that have to be entertainment? I don't know. And I enjoy a lot of those movies, but I'm sane. I don't know the answer. You can't place great restrictions and censorship on everything everybody does. And I get that, but you gotta feel, and you know, you'd think the lesson here would be to all bullies, when a kid goes back to school and takes out the guy that bullied him, you'd think every bully would go, whoa, I'm not going to bully anymore because I can see what happened. No, that doesn't happen. That's not the message. They just go, well, the kid that shot him was a nut. I think anymore, I'm almost afraid. I think people are scared to death to fire anybody anymore. There used to be a time when you got fired, you took your licks, you licked your wounds, you walked off, and you went and got another job. Nope. You fire me, I'll show you. When did that start? People are scared to fire people. I got three boys who own businesses. They could tell you some stories about when they fired people, what happened.
You know, and you have to document everything, every little thing.
Oh, yeah. But boy, that biker boyfriend comes back, and he's going to teach you a lesson. You fired my girlfriend, I'll show you. I'm telling you, this stuff is what happens. You almost just don't know what could set somebody off. It seems like almost anything could set somebody off. You cut your tree down and part of the clippings fell into my yard. I'm going to come in there and kill you. Your kid looked at my kid funny. You fired my brother. Just people are just losing it. And again, I'm rambling because I don't know the answer. I hope somebody would come up with one, but nobody will. No, nobody will. We'll take your calls, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. We don't have to talk about this. We can talk about all kinds of other things, like before I take your calls, listen to this. This is, you can't make this up. They have taken 350 people. It says more than 350 of the 588 soldiers the Army has disqualified from sensitive posts. They've let 588 soldiers go. They fired them because they were in sensitive positions, including sex assault counselors. They've been fired for committing sexual assault. Oh. You know what this is like? You know what I thought of? When I heard that this Bergdahl was going to be seen by a psychiatrist, an Army psychiatrist, you know the first thing I thought of? Nadal Hassan was an Army psychiatrist, and he killed 13 people at Fort Hood. He was the psychiatrist. Wow. So we got a bunch of people who've been relieved of their duties as sexual counselors because they were sexually assaulting people. It gets better every day. Let's go to the phones. Here's Tom. Tom, how are you?
Hey, good, Frank.
What's going on?
I just tuned in just at the latter end of your talk when about guns and kids and stuff like that, and I'm 30 years old, and I think that my generation, as in like the 30 years old or so,
yeah,
is on the very latter half, very last end of that type of mind frame where we would never even think of it.
I agree with you
doing anything like that.
Go ahead.
I have a son that's one right now, and the idea of the video games and the bullying and that kind of stuff scares the bejesus out of me, because I want him to grow up in 1985 or whatever the same way I did, and it's going to be so hard to do even now that when he's going to be five, if he doesn't have a cell phone, he's going to be made fun of.
Yeah, your dad, I assume, is still around, right?
Yeah.
He didn't worry about all this crap with you that we worry about now. And you're right. you don't know where this is all going to lead. And it almost seems like that instead of the people committing these crimes being hailed and not hailed, being pointed out as lunatics, the other unstable nuts that are out there watching it see them portrayed as almost some kind of a poor victim who gave people what they deserve. We don't put them in the proper light. We give them way too much publicity.
Yeah, and they go to the dark corners of the internet and talk with other like-minded. Yeah, it's,
we give them too scary. Much publicity because it just fuels these other nutbags. That's
at some point the whole the video game. I think a lot of it just parenting and video games and being outside have a lot to do with it. Like instead of being outside playing and interacting with kids, they're sitting on their phones. And they're sitting in there playing shoot 'em up video games. And even when I was growing up, we had Mario or whatever, but it's different. You know, they're so tuned into that kind of stuff, and the trigger effect is that much more, it's that much more thinned
and the word is desensitized. They are
right.
Desensitized.
But look what you can do on Grand Theft Auto when you're on that.
Again, we don't want to live in a country where somebody's sitting in on a panel going, no, you can't do that, you can't say that. We don't want to live in that country. But we have to somehow, and I seriously think that the number one priority, the number one thing we have to do, we have to stop the way we release these news stories and the way we portray these people. And I'm not kidding. It's almost like every time we need to find out what went wrong with that young man. Who raised him improperly? What was he exposed to? What did other people do to make him this way? He's a lunatic.
Okay. Yeah, now it's okay because he just killed 10 people, but he's okay because he had a rough life.
Tom, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. You want to be famous, infamous? You want to get a lot of attention? Do this because look at what these people get. They're all over the news, and some people who don't. They're not in the right frame of mind. They don't see that as, boy, I don't want to go out of this life, leaving this world, having everybody know that I was nuts. They see it and think, hey, I'd like to get on TV and get all that attention. And I'm with that guy. I see why he did that. He had every right to do it. I'm going to do it, too. Here's Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
My mother works at a middle school, and some of the stories she tells me about these kids, when they're acting up and they go up to them and they're, you know, playing like they're shooting people, and they'll refer to a video game they play at home.
Right.
Instead of, you can't yell with them because you'll hurt their self-esteem, what they get is get to go to a special table, and they get a treat. If something is bothering them, they need to placate them with a treat.
Wow.
And there was a situation where that she worked with, a kid did something, and the kid reported it to the principal. Long story short, the parents came in and said that
you've got a horrible phone connection. We're losing about every other word. The parents came in and said what?
The school took the side of the parents rather than the teacher. Well, she's an aide, and they lost her job.
The teacher did.
It wasn't the teacher. It was like a lunchroom lady.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole world is screwed completely up.
Yeah.
They just are.
And they have to be treated equally. No one is better than anyone else.
Well, you know what? Guess what? That's not true. We're not all the same. And some people are better than other people, and some people are scum. That's the problem. We spit out this and spew out this, you know, nobody's better than anybody else, and everybody is this. No, we're not all the same. I'm not a killer. I'm not a hater. And those people are out there. They're not the same as me.
And this is the people that are going to rule the world in a couple of years.
Well, I'll be gone. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks.
Yeah. Last night I saw a story. There was a guy whose son was in school, and I think it was grade school, and he drew, and we've seen this before, he drew a gun or something. His dad is an avid hunter, shooter, whatever. The dad goes to the school and tries to explain to them that in our family, we hunt and we, you know, the guy was a decent, respectable, well-spoken, stand-up looking guy. He took out his concealed carry card to show the principal that, you know, I'm a law-abiding. Because of that, they called the police and said they felt threatened when he took. The cops go to this guy's house and take his guns away. What is this, Russia? Because he took a card out of his pocket. Now, I wasn't there, but from everything I saw, this guy didn't do anything except try to explain, well, he is around guns because, and I'm telling you, if you looked at the guy, you'd go, well, this is exactly the kind of guy we want, having guns in the house, and he respects them and realizes the danger. He's trying to teach his kids the right thing. Wow. They came and took his guns. What country are we living in? Well, one more call. We have to take a break. Ladies are calling today. I love that. I think this is no wrong line. Let me go to, hang on, let me get rid of that. Let me go to this. This is Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM CM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to say just about pretty much everything you're saying is you're taking the words right out of my mouth.
Okay.
I'm 47 years old, grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I have to totally agree with you. It goes back to parenting, not being afraid of people bullying you, and respecting others. I grew up with two people parenting me that worked full-time, and I knew that if I did something wrong, there was a consequence.
Well, I will repeat something I've said before, and then I don't want to dwell on this. One of the other differences in kids today, and when you were a kid and I was a kid, was and this maybe sounds on the surface terrible. I was afraid of a lot of people. I was afraid of the preacher. I was afraid of the principal. I was afraid of my parents. I was afraid of my grandmother. I was afraid of disappointing those people and afraid of the consequences and the punishment if I did something wrong. These kids aren't afraid of anybody.
I believe the school makes you, you know, tell these kids, oh, if you feel like you're doing something wrong, your parents are doing something wrong, you let us know.
The school empowers kids to do whatever they want.
And one thing I wanted to say, and I'm sure you've seen this movie, I think it has Billy Crystal and Bette Midler in it. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's hilarious.
It has to
do with their parenting skills.
Yes, I know the movie. I can't think of the name of it either, but yeah, I know the movie you're talking about.
What a fantastic movie.
All right, Jill, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Real quickly, let me go back to a story. I was in high school. I'm going to repeat this story because this could never happen again, and it's too bad that it can't happen again. We had a teacher, English teacher. This is high school. I'm a junior or senior. I don't remember which. And she snapped at one of the students and was giving him a hard time. He didn't have his homework or something. And he turned to the guy next to him and says, looks like somebody's on the rag today. She heard him. She walked over. I have never seen a woman hit anybody that hard. She slapped this kid. He was a jock. She slapped him so hard, it knocked him out of his desk. You know, the desk with the wooden thing and one side is open? She hit him on the right cheek and knocked him completely out of the chair. And he's lying on the floor in the classroom. And she said, don't you ever talk to me like that again.
The name of the movie is Parental Guidance.
Parental Guidance. And guess what? She didn't get fired. She didn't get sued because that kid got exactly what he deserved.
And he didn't come back and kill her.
He didn't come. Thank you. He didn't come back and kill her. Looks like somebody's on the rag. Boy, she knocked the daylights out of this kid. It was fantastic. And when he got up off the floor, he had the mark of her hand on his face. I mean, she hit him hard. And she stared him down and said, don't you ever talk to me that way again. That's what we have to get back to. That we need to get back to that. Unfortunately, we never will. New sponsor started yesterday, AT&T UVerse. Dan has it. I don't have it. I don't like it when people say, I'll be perfectly honest with you, but I like to, whatever sponsor that I'm talking about, I like to use the product. I like to use the service. I can't in this case. I would love to have AT&T UVerse. They don't run it out to my house. Now, AT&T just bought Dish Network. So I'm hoping one of the things they'll be doing is find a way to get this fiber optic stuff out to us, those of us who are hillbillies out in the woods where the other stuff, no cable comes out there. We have to use a dish if we want all those channels. But for those of you who can get it, especially those of you who are sports fans, this SEC network, if you switch to AT&T UVerse now, beginning August 14th, you can watch and enjoy your favorite SEC college teams on the SEC network. Watch it at home. You can watch it on the go. You can watch it on your tablet, on your smartphone. It's an all-access pass to the Southeastern Conference. Again, beginning August 14th, you need to get hooked up and get this going now, because there are all kinds of other reasons you're going to like AT&T UVerse. And I've been a fan of AT&T UVerse and been watching it, and I've made calls over the years, the last few years, to AT&T. Hey, nope, not yet. We're not in your neighborhood yet. 1,000 exclusive live events, including 45 football games. 1,000 events on the SEC network. There's a UVerse wireless receiver, which means you don't have to connect to a TV outlet. You have the freedom to move your TV outside and watch the team play on next to the barbecue grill if you want to. Check it out. I'm going to give you an easy number to call. It's 877-ONLY-ATT. That's 877-ONLY-ATT. And I'm sure you can find a way to get in touch with the AT&T. Google it. You'll get in touch with them and tell them, say, hey, tell me more. Tell me more about this. If you call now, by the way, they'll show you how you can get the same great price for 2 years. You can visit one of the AT&T stores or, again, 877-ONLY-ATT.
Meet me.
Time to look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, this rain has really messed things up, especially for westbound 70 drivers. They're still working with that accident out in front of the airport. They're still working with the accident at TR Hughes. So look for some slow to stop and go traffic because of the rain in these accidents from about Hanley Road all the way out through TR Hughes. And then things finally open up. It does look like things have gotten a little bit better on eastbound 70 near Forestell, but westbound 70, you're slow west of Wentzville through Forestell. They're also working with an accident on westbound 44 near Antire Road, a car into the median there. We've got standing water on southbound 141 that's blocking two lanes, and cars are going through it, but it's really, really deep water between southbound 141 and Highway 44. It looks like we're slowing from Big Bend. On southbound 79, we've got an accident on Highway 70, and you've got about a two-mile backup coming on southbound 79. Looks like on southbound 270, we've got some slow pockets between Olive and Doherty Ferry, and on westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland from Lindbergh all the way out through the Boone Bridge. Slow to stop and go traffic there. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Check out $5.99 burgers at Applebee's every Monday after 4 p.m. $5.99 will get you any of their delicious burgers with fries. Only at Applebee's and only on Mondays. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We have to have a talk, man.
Your dad. He put up with a lot from you when you were growing up.
Don't lie about it. You know he did.
I want to tell you that your mother has something to tell you. I am late. Goodbye, everybody.
That's why in the week leading up to Father's Day, June 15th, KTRS is celebrating fathers everywhere. Simply go to KTRS.com and click on the contest tab and register to win a $200 gift certificate to help you treat your dad right.
The winner will be notified on the Carney Show on June 12th.
The Father's Day Appreciation Giveaway is sponsored in part by Terra, the St. Louis store for patio furniture, barbecue grills, appliances, cookware, and decor. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 97 on that fastball.
The Cardinals return to St. Louis June 13th to take on the Washington Nationals. And there are great promotions all weekend long, including a canvas print highlighting the retired numbers wall in left field, a Cardinals blanket, and a talking Jack Buck bobblehead. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
You know, that was one of the greatest moments and calls in the history of Cardinals baseball by Jack Buck. On Sunday, June 15th, the Cardinals play host to the Washington Nationals, and 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home a Jack Buck bobblehead that includes a voice chip of that call. The Jack Buck bobblehead is courtesy of First National Bank. The Jack Buck bobblehead. Now that's a winner. Tickets are available for Sunday, June 15th at cardinals.com/promotions.
Go crazy!
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5% or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, stuartsamc.com, or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into 5 locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com.
On Tuesday nights, Stefanina's is your home for 29-cent raviolis, available at all locations, dine-in only.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to line 2 and talk to Vicki in Freeburg.
Hi, Car Gal. Brian and I have decided it's time for an SUV. We're both outdoor people, so we need the cargo space, and we plan to start a family soon, so we'll need it to be roomy. Any ideas?
Just one. Take a trip to Meyer Honda and try on the new Honda CR-V. It's stylish yet functional, very roomy, and a great value right now at Meyer Honda.
That sounds perfect. What does CR-V stand for anyway?
Classy Ride Vicky.
Oh, good answer. I guess we'll head to Meyer Honda.
I think that's a good answer. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
See the new Honda CR-V as well as the complete line of Hondas now at Meyer Honda. And get special pricing with financing rates as low as 0.9% on remaining new 2013 and select 2014 Hondas. Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. The Metro East's only Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Your apron proclaims, "Everything I cook is well done." You're the Swami of steak, the master of the barbecue grill, thanks to Tara. Tara has St. Louis's biggest selection from Weber, Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Smokers, Traeger Smokers, Bradley Smokers, Broilmaster, and vintage outdoor built-in kitchens, plus a full line of accessories. And until Father's Day, if you buy any grill $399 or higher, you'll receive free assembly and delivery within 10 miles, plus 10% off accessories. Tara on Manchester Road in the Pear, just east of West County Mall. Online at TerraSTL.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown.
With his pants
falling down.
The dance.
Yeah.
That's the dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean.
What is that?
That's entertainment.
Yes, it's time to talk a little entertainment. He usually focuses on DVDs, movies, TV shows, whatever. His name is Colin Jeffrey. I know, you know him as a newsman. You can now know him also as your entertainment guy. Tuesday's the day the DVDs are out. He is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Make that, no, 6. locally owned and operated, Oric Home Care Centers. Check them out. You will love these stores. More than just great vacuum cleaners, Oric. Here he is, folks, Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you.
All right, what do we have?
We got some new DVDs this week, Frank.
All right,
I didn't want to let you down. Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit is out on DVD this week.
What?
Exactly.
What? Jack who?
Jack Ryan.
I don't follow that. Is that Harrison Ford?
That was Harrison Ford.
Okay.
It's now Chris Pine, who you saw in Star Trek as the new Captain Kirk. They made him. It's got Kevin Costner in it. It's not great. It's not great.
Okay.
It's not great. But if you want to see a fun action movie, go get that. Nonstop is also in on DVD.
I've never heard of it either.
No.
This is Liam Neeson.
Leon hasn't heard of it. I don't feel bad. I like Liam Neeson.
Yes, Liam Neeson is an air marshal in this one, and someone kills someone.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Was it in the theaters?
Yeah, it was.
It's supposed to be pretty good, too.
It didn't do great. It sort of went through really quickly. It's sort of one of those closed-room mysteries. Who killed them? And I'm going to out you as the killer if you don't find me first. Give me all this money. So that's out. You can check that out. Then a movie no one saw, and I mean... No one saw it. I don't even know that it was released domestically. Alan Partridge.
Is that the name of the movie?
That's the name of the movie. It is played by Steve Coogan, who's a British comedian. He's been in lots of movies in Britain, TV series. And this is a continuation of a character he started in the late 90s. There was a TV show called Knowing Me, Knowing You with Alan Partridge.
Oh, the Allen family.
Oh, yeah. With the weird looking bus.
The premise behind that show is that Alan Partridge was a talk show host, but he was horrible at it. It was all scripted. Everything would go wrong on his show. It's really funny British humor, just really uncomfortable show. I really liked it a lot. Well, they took that same character and moved him to make him a DJ. And he's a DJ in a radio station when a fellow DJ sort of takes it over and goes crazy. It's a quirky, weird...
Kind of like what happened to us on Market Street. Yep. What's his name burst in the studio?
Oh, yeah. And almost hit Terry in the face with the microphone and called you a
Colin doesn't know what we're talking about.
Country bumpkin hick or something.
I think we've heard enough of this Partridge thing. Nobody even knows what we're talking about.
You should check it out, though. If you can find it, check it out. It's a real quirky, weird show. On TV, there's a few shows coming out already. Cosmos, Space Time Odyssey, this Neil deGrasse Tyson. Its last episode aired on Sunday. It's out on DVD today.
Wow. That's the one with Seth.
Seth MacFarlane produced it. Yeah. And so that's out already. So if you missed it, you can watch it.
Seth MacFarlane is the oddest looking man I've ever seen. He looks like a cartoon drawing.
He looks kind of like Stewie a little bit.
He should stay behind the camera.
No, that's what everybody is saying about this Western.
Oh, not good.
Horrible. Yeah.
No, it's not good. Ray Donovan, season one, also on DVD. I believe you watched that one.
Let me tell you something. That's a great series.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Coming back.
John Voight is really good in there.
Everyone's good at it. Lee Schreiber, I think, is, great. Yeah. That comes back again, season two here, and not that long, just a couple months. True Detective, season one.
I'm ready.
On DVD. So you can find that scene.
Well, I'm ready for season two.
Oh, but soon,
Yeah.
But season one, now you can go back and rewatch it. Yeah,
that's
two.
One I have trouble recommending to people because it's so out there. I don't know. It's like the Fargo thing.
I pretty much don't understand going back and rewatching anything, especially like a.
Anybody could pick up Breaking Bad who hadn't watched it, and you're in for a treat.
But you would go back and watch it all again?
No, not again.
That's what I'm saying, rewatching. Like, once. I would never go back and watch any...
No, I'm not.
No, I rewatch shows all the time.
I know there are people like that. I'm not one of them,
I would rewatch a movie I haven't seen in a long time, but a series?
It takes a special movie, too, for me to keep rewatching.
No, I'm with you. No. I'm not going
to. Once I know what goes on.
No, but think about Breaking Bad. Knowing what you know now, wouldn't it be fun to go back and be like, sort of see the
I think it would ruin it.
Yeah, exactly.
I am in the minority here.
You are in this room.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
But apparently not. There's a lot of people like you out there that will just rewatch.
I would
rewatch
be sitting there the whole
things,
time going, "You're gonna die."
Like I'm gonna go home tonight and rewatch season 3 of 24 tonight.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't do that. Well, Colin, you're different.
I guess so. And then as far as the DVD news, Speed turns 20 this year.
The original with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, so that turns 20. So you can go back and rewatch that, Ian. Even though you know what happens, you can still rewatch
it. I don't think I ever saw that movie.
Oh,
Speed.
I've seen if I remember parts it wasn't
of
it. Bad.
I think it's a I good saw movie. Most of
oh,
it.
It wasn't
yeah,
bad. Who was the bad guy? He was the Was it Dennis Hopper?
Yes, that's it. Dennis Hopper.
Now that I did not remember.
Yeah. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah.
Some other things on TV this week. If you like summer TV, just sort of throwaway TV, Royal Pains back on USA Today or USA Tonight.
Sounds like something I would hate.
My wife loves that show. She got me hooked last year.
Is it a British thing?
Yeah. No, it's...
Sounds British.
No, it's doctors in the Hamptons. They do like a concierge medical service. So you're looking at rich, pretty people.
When does it take place in the current...
Current times, yeah.
It's a reality show?
No, it's a scripted show. It's just...
But yeah, he's right. He's right. Royal Pains. It sounds like a British something from the turn of the century. Me Lord, Your Grace.
CNN, the 60s, returns again this week, Thursday night at 8
o'clock. I'll be recording that. I love this series.
Yeah, it's great so far. I've really enjoyed what I've seen of it. So that's back again. And then This Day in TV History, this is kind of a nerdy thing, but there will be a few people out there who really appreciate this. 20 years ago today, Twin Peaks ended its two-season run.
I never have seen one episode
of
Twin Peaks. I don't know.
It's a real quirky, weird thing and was just mangled in the second season because the network wanted them to solve the mystery. So they did it halfway through. They said they were going to cancel them. Then they didn't. So the last half of the second season was just like, we weren't expecting
ever
to write
this.
Ever
since we got away from three networks and we had 100 and whatever, 200 channels, watching TV is a full-time job.
It is.
How do people know so many different shows and everything about them? I pick like three or four, and that's what I follow.
DVR. I feel like it's homework. I get home, and it's like, oh, man, I'm down to 40% on my DVR. I have to start watching things. I have the entire season of AMC's Turn to watch.
Oh. You ever watch Nurse Jackie?
I've watched an episode or two. I couldn't get into it.
It's terrific. It's only half an hour.
Yeah.
It was on last night again. It's really good. That Edie Falco, she's good.
And I never watched Twin Peaks, but anytime I heard it when it was on.
I think of breasts.
Yeah, I thought of boobs.
Is it about boobs? Is that what that means, Twin Peaks?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's a good question.
Because that's what I think.
No, there were some on the show, I think. Yeah.
I already had enough of a problem, and then I go to work with Peon. That's all I think about.
it's a murder mystery. They're trying to find out who killed Laura Palmer. It's FBI agents in a small town. It's really quirky, weird.
Okay.
You can find it at DVD anywhere. World Cup starts this week, Thursday night. So if you're a fan of World Cup, you can watch that. If you just care about the USA, they don't play till next week.
Now there's something called World Cups. It's a bra thing. It's about boobs.
There you go.
Well, I've got one more thing
here. Okay, go ahead.
Emmy nominees, the ballots just went out this week, so we'll find out who is nominated for Emmys July 10th. I can't believe it's already award season that close, so we'll see what happens. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Oh, wow. Well done. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. We'll do this again next Tuesday. You can hear him Friday with Paul Harvey. He'll be on.
Harris. It's Paul Harris. Harris.
Yeah, Paul Harris.
Thank you, Colin. Colin, courtesy of Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Mr. Cleveland, I take it, will join us in the Playhouse.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. For 41 years, I have been a patient at Ballast Dental Care, now in the 42nd year. Don't know what to tell you that I haven't already told you, but maybe there's somebody who just started listening that doesn't know there's a Ballast Dental Care, doesn't, and never would have imagined there could be a place like this, a place where you have a dental appointment that you don't dread. In fact, a place where you actually will make a dental appointment. See, a lot of people won't even make an appointment. They put it off. There's the thought of it is so frightening. They just don't want to deal with it. So they just let their teeth go, and then things happen. And the longer you wait, the more extensive the work that has to be done and the more expensive the work that has to be done. Knock that off. I have your dentist. I have the dental clinic for you. And I will not let you down, and I will not disappoint, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you your days of being afraid to go to the dentist are over. They're over. I never dread going to the dentist. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Sedation Dentistry, yes, they offer it. The offer still stands for AM and the PM people. They will waive the $350 fee. That's how much the consultation for oral sedation and the pill together normally cost. Right now, until they tell me it's over, you don't pay for that if that's what you need. Ballast Dental Care. Find out more at ballastdentalcare.com.
All right, let's see if we can get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Traffic's really a nightmare, Dan. They have cleared that accident westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes, but it's just going to be stop and go from Highway 170, almost Hanley, out through Bryan Road. Same thing on westbound 40. We're slow from Kings Highway out to Mason. Slow again from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. We do have an accident. It's westbound 40 near 94 that's got two right lanes blocked. On westbound 44 near Antire Road, you've got an accident. We've got slow pockets on westbound 44 from, looks like Arsenal, all the way out through 141. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Account Temps is the leader in temporary financial staffing. Download their 2014 salary guide for free at accounttemps.com/salarycenter, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, we're going to do it now from downtown St. Louis to Bill Clevin, starring Bill Clevin along with Bruce Simmons, John Boyd, York's Brooks Bagel, Cleed Cab. You're aiming the PM Cab Company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's free. Great way to get in the Cleed Cab. Now here's Bill Clevin.
Wow, we got it done. How about that, buddy? Good afternoon. It's kind of bizarre. A Nebraska soccer club celebrated a major victory by handing out commemorative toilet seats for fans. Boy, I'd hate to see what people would get if they hadn't won.
Oh, my goodness.
And a huge 30-foot sinkhole opened up in Russia the other day. Quick-thinking Russians immediately tossed a roof over the sinkhole and declared it an apartment. Stay there. And Colin mentioned this. The World Cup begins on Thursday. Features athletes from all over the world, you know, sort of like a Major League Baseball game.
All over the world.
Other countries. Yeah. Play on. Twin Peaks, I saw those at Dollywood, by the way.
I bet you did.
Friday. Yeah, that's a bonus. And finally, this afternoon, Dollywood. I'll tell you about that later. Jennifer Lopez and her boyfriend Casper Smart have broken up after 2 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, rumor has it he was seeing somebody behind her butt. Well, Bill Clevin brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
And then Casper Smart, his uncle, Maxwell Smart.
Yeah. Oh, is
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. One of the many things you learn here.
Missed it by that much.
Thank you, Don. I don't.